יענדף קובדלת עומד בייס. Really it starts on Kuf Dalet Amad Aleph, the last five words. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Mishalchen Mois B'diyukne. One does not get a shliach, but one doesn't get a din shliach. And the Mois that sees Mekabel, if the message came to the Nifkat, or to the loive with the yukni. Now, what does this mean? So let us see how Rashi learns pshat. With the yukni, mosa loy bal apekodn lishliach simonim. The bal apekodn, the mafkid, gave the shliach simonim. Because of loy chisome begeres, so the preacher says, because of loy means oy kos of loy. Simonim, or a type of a signature, umasraloi, and he gave it over to him, ba'amaloi, lech vehera leplaini, v'yitain lechamois, sheyesh li biyodai. I'd like to say over how the Prisha learns pshat, and I think he's going on Shitas Rashi also. And he says as follows, he's saying in the two, but I think this is also Shitas Rashi. Umashma l'Rabbeinu, the Shmuel, the Rabbi Yochanan, we have over here, Meshalchen Mois Bedyukni, Vafilu Eidim Chesumim Aleo, Rabbi Yochanan Oma, Im Eidim Chesumim Aleo, Meshalchen. Now, what is the case over here, and what is the Machloikis? So, the Prisha says, Sai Shmuel and Sai Rabbi Yochanan hold, Tavayus viloi da oma lishliach bifnei edim. Pshita dava shliach. This that we had before, if a person made a shliach bifnei edim, everyone, the Isai Shmuel, Rabbi Yechna, we had befeir a shliach sheso ba'edim ava shliach. And Shmuel also holds like that. That what I made him a shliach bifnei edim, Lohochi Torah Bukmi Biadem Velaikim Bershuse. This Svara Rav Chisda, that this whole Minui Bifnei Edem is another way of saying he's a Shlich LeKabbalah. And the Nifkad and the Loi will be Potter from Achayiv. That is if the Minui HaShliches was Bifnei Edem. Aval Im Loi Oma Kein Bifnei Edem. But what if he didn't say Bifnei Edim? Rak Beinoi LeBeinoi. He's talking to the Shliach. It's a private conversation. Omaloi Leich Eitzel Pleini. You go to Pleini. Vemoiloi. And tell him, Shetzivisicho Leilach Etzloi. I told you should go to him. Vemiten Moisei Hebim Le. You should bring the money from him. You go to him. Tell him I told you to go. And if he gives you the money, bring them to me. Uba'ulai lo yamin loch shedibalti alech. A person, you're coming from the clear blue sky, you say, you know, Yana told me that if you want to give the money, give it to me. Dvorim, shedibalti alech, dvorim eile. Arei lochoch isami lesimin. So I'm giving you something, I'm giving you a simin or a chaysim. How did you get this choysam? It's a kolchoch, it's from me. Umeiti. Now, so this was, so the preacher says, he spoke to him privately, the meaning was not bifnei edim. He told him, go to Yene, and if he gives you the money, bring me the money. This was bein ele bein atzmai. But that what he gave over this to Sigeres with a chosem, that to Edom saw. He gave him over something that to Edom saw. He gave him over something with a chosem. Hemid Edom. Oy shechaysom my nikel Edom. or that the chaisam is nika, that this is his chaisam. Bazap ligi, this is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Shmuel sova, kiven sh'ala shliches atzmoi, sh'oma loy levi'im lehem ideidim, le nifta me'achai, so memele, the whole din shliach sh'asol be'edim, that edim saw and made him a shliach, the whole thing is bepumbi, begoli, that it made you a shliach to take the money from him. That means already lochi tolchi, that the shevadin of a shliach lekabola. But if this was done privately, so memele, he doesn't even then have a shliach lekabola. And Rabbi Yochanan holds nifta gamboze, that this is also like, he called over Edim that they saw that he gave over this chaisim, so he wanted that there should be Edim on this Indian. So that is also yes, the din of a shliach lekabola. Could be that is pshat Rashi. Fulu edim chsumim aleho. Chaydechsim is they saw the mesiris achaisim or the chosum that this is his chaisim. Rabbi Yochanan Noma, he made him chsumim aleho mishalchen. If there's edim chsumim aleho mishalchen. So it could be Rabbi Yochanan also, the slahochi tolchi is to get edim, to be chaisim, that I gave over this chaisim to him, could be that's also alahochi tolchi. Al kaponim, omri lishmuel maitakante. So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, if ein mishalchin mois bidyukni, so how can you get money from a nifka? How can you get money from a loive? So kan sheila ben, what's the kashit? If we just say that Zay Shmuel and Sarab Yechon or Shlir Shasol Be'edim is a Shlir Lekabola, here it's about the mice over here. The Etzim Shlir is, he told him, Beini Lebeini, he told him in the proof that he had spoken with him, then he called Edim. So that Shmuel holds, that's no good. So the mice, according to Shmuel, what's the Etzim? So the Muki Yosef is the kasha. V'had amrinu l'shmul heichi navid have a matzal tutsi shasol and shliach. And the Muki said, you can make him a shliach b'eidah. The Gemara wants to say another eitzah. So the kasha is not like a burning kasha. What? According to Shmuel, we don't have an eitzah to make a shliach l'kabola. There's eitzahs. So the Gemara says, ki hod ha-rabab. There's another eitzah, which perhaps it's better. The other eitz is better l'chayr than even a shliach shasol be'edim. Ki hod Rab Abba av amasik zuzi bid Rab Yosef bar Chama. Rab Abba had lent money or was teveya money from Rab Yosef bar Chama. Rab Yosef bar Chama was in a different mokim. Omale l'Rab Safra. So Rab Abba told Rab Safra b'hadi da'osis when you pass by Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, I seen an alley, so pick up the money and bring it. Ki also lahosam. No, Rav Safra came to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Omer le Rove Brei, so Rove, the son of Rabbi Yosef, Rav Safra comes to give the money, to ask for the money. So Omer le Rove Brei, mikos of lochis kabalti, did he write that when you get it, it's like he got it? I'm not giving money so quick. If he wrote that what you're getting is like he got it, gewaltig, so you put it for my chayes, I'll give you gladly the money. No, he didn't write that. So go back. I'm not giving money so quick. if you get a letter from him that he'll say that you're taking the money is like he was mekabel the money. In other words, we're not mechuyev b'chayis, then we're mukhin to give. Like this, we're not mukhin to give. L'sayv amalei, then later he told them, ikosav loch nami iskabalti lav klumo. I feel you'll get a tettle from him that he says he's kabalti, is also lav klumo. Vilma da'osi shochiv rababe, he says, maybe rababe is going to write, Rav Abba is going to write, when Rav Safri gets the money, it's like he's Kabbalti. So Rav Abba made him a shliach l'kabbalah. Fine. But maybe, by the time you come here, Rav Abba is going to be nifter, and his children yarshin the money. They didn't make you a shliach l'kabbalah. So Mamela, this Kabbalti of Rav Abba is also worthless. We're not giving money on that. We're not going to give money if you'll come with a tzetzel of iskabalti, because who says that when you come, Rabab is still alive? And if Rabab is not alive, so his iskabalti doesn't help. Iskabalti the Rabab love klombo. So how can he get money from you? Zil niknino loch agav ara. That he should be makna you this money, agav, with kinyan agav. He should be makna either the chayiv or the pikotan agav. So memela, now you're a bailam on the chayiv. He was makna to you. And then, b'to'ak soiv lon iskabalt. And when you come, so now you're a bailam on the chayiv, you'll write to us iskabalti. Then we'll give you the money. No problem. The Gemara says, "Ki hod Rav Poppe." Now the Gemara brings a ma'isa of a masik treisa alfe zuzi bechazoi. Rav Poppe was teveya 12,000 zuz by bechazoi. Seems there was a problem to get it out of the bechazoi. Achnini nele l'Rav Shmuel bar Abba agav asif in the beisai. So it was makne made a kinyan agav. It was makne the chayip to Rav Shmuel bar Abba. With Kinyan Aga. Kiyosa, when he came back with the money, was a murdike simcha for Rapope. Nafik la'ape ya tavach, he went, was makabal ponim, he went to the mokim tavach to be makabal ponim, he brought back the money. The gemaldike simcha by Rapope. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, mitosu b'lecho rababi iskabalti, mo'oisai b'kabalosoi shal Rav Safra. He write that when Rav Safra will get the money, it's just like I got the money. Ados is boishet here b'derech b'shuvach etzleinu. Shochiv Rav Abba. So then he told them, he says, Afilu, you'll go back and you'll get a iskabalti from Rav Abba. It's also garnished. Because maybe, but after you get the iskabalti and you'll come here, the zokinu, he's a zokin. So Mamela, it could be by the time you come back, it could be Rav Abba will be nifter ready. We have a onsilu, minoch bouchet, iboy lon yasme, and if they'll take it away from you, so the Yisayman will mourn from us. We can't show them this is Kabalti, because this is Kabalti was through Rav Abba, and the Lamais Rav Abba, was ois bailem when you took it from us. So Mamela, his kabalti doesn't help. The Rashba asks Akasha, as they came and Rashi explains, as what was the taina? Maybe Rav Abba will by the time from when you come from Rav Abba to us, Rav Abba will be nifted. The Zokinu, Kvabotu Shlichusai. In fact, the Rashba, we learned in Gittin, a person who shaleach as a get, and the Rinicha is okay, and the Chayla, you're allowed to give the get. You give the get, she gets married, and, you know, to be afraid she fell to Yibim. I mean, we're saying, and Chazaka, all of a sudden over here, here of a sudden, the Kamut HaTayna, maybe Rav Abba will be Nifter. So, we won't give it to you. It could be, Rashi held, could be there's two dinim in Chazakah. I mean, the Makor of Chazakah we learn out from Nega, that the Kohen goes into the house, he sees the Nega, then he goes outside, he shuts the door, and wants to hear the time of the bias. So someone gives him a tap on the shoulder, and Shuldik, are you sure that the Nega has the right shim? He said, well, 5 minutes ago, they had the right, 5 minutes ago. But now you want to be metama the bias. How can you metama the bias? Maybe it changed. Maybe the Nega changed. Now it's less than a gris. So how is the Kohen ever metama the bias? I mean, when he's outside, he never knows what the shear of the Nega is. So here we learn how to dim chazoke. 5 minutes ago, it had a gris. So Mamela, I can assume it still has a gris. Now can be metama the bias. So it could be, this din of chazakah is, that you don't, that means even though everything is possible, it could be that it got smaller, I mean everything is possible, but you're not achzakinin reyes bechdi loim achzakinin. Maybe there was a change, because there could be a change. You're not mechuyev to declare that there was a change. I mean, So the gather of chazakah in this matzav is that I don't have to declare. I don't declare bachlal that there was a change. That's what Torah says. Even though there are possibilities, you're not mechuyev to declare. First, not mechuyev to declare. That's what Tosfos in Chulin says, that the halacha also applies. A fellow we went in later and we saw that the nega got smaller. We assume that Bushasi was metama the nega was the same size. Afilu achazoke the ischa also shtal achazoke. Now this din of chazoke you can't say I'm not b'chuyif to klal. I see zikha changed. Now the shaila is did it change 2 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago? That's the whole shaila, but it's zikha changed. So lachayre this din chazoke could be is not pshadis. You're not b'chuyif to klal. I mean meichetay. Like this, we said the first thing is, you should clear, it's possible, but you're not mechuyev to clear. Here, it's zicher amokim li'istapek. Could be here, it's zicher amokim li'istapek. I see it changed, it could be it changed 3 minutes ago, when I was metama the bias, not 2 minutes ago, after I was metama the bias. But there's halacha, din niyug, that you have to assume, this is halacha already, you have to assume that just like when you saw it, it had a din, it had a shir nega, so 2 minutes ago it also had a shir nega. But this is not a din of lama le listapuke. Yizichah v'zichah amokim listapik, but the Torah said in halacha, we have to assume that the status remained. This is a din in halacha. But could be there's another din in chazaka that you don't have to clarify the answer. So, it could be that that's what Rashi is saying over here. A zokain, you can't say this person was a zokain. Why do you have to declare that he was niftar? I mean, it's something to declare about. It's not a young person. It's something to declare about. So it's something to declare. No, in halacha, there's a din of chazake. Kolzman, you're not aware of a change in status. Halachically, we assume that the status did not change. So that's a din in halachas. But to tell a person to give money because halachically I can assume like that, he says, halachically, but zikha is something to think about. I'm not mechuyev to put my money in risk. That's what they bring from the Chiddush Shirim. The Shirim says, I'm asking him to pay, let him come here, I'll give him the money. But I should put my money in risk because if he's a zokin, I'm not mechuyev, since it's zikha something to think about, I'm not mechuyev to give you my money. Nikninu neloch agavare, v'yiyu shaloch b'chomokim shayin. Kaim alon, nechosim shayin l'machayis, niktim im nechosim shayish l'machayis, v'zakin yinagim. Asifet de beisoy, miftan beisoy, the threshold of the bais, the mechuba lakako, uchakako, kach shamate, lishnachine, safer the bais, not the threshold, a corner of the house, so by a signal of Zobisachas. Now, I had a Ha'ore, then I found they bring down the Shah HaMelech asks this Ha'ore. There's a very big machlokes if Talosh Ula B'Soif Chibroi is Adin Mechuba or Talosh. It's a Merdike Shaila, there got be many halachas, that if you took wood, whatever you took, and you mechabed lekarke, does it have a din of karke, since that's mechubob, or since it's a, when you saw this adovot tolush, so it remains adovot tolush, even though now it's mechubob lekarke. So we have to know pshat, I mean, there are many poskim that hold tolush, lupsay chibroi, is a din of metaltolim. So you have to know how this, how was he machna sifa de beisei. It was matter the mift on Beisai. Chayrit metaltolan. It can't be makne agav agav metaltolan. Nafik la'apa yatovach halach likrosa yatovach shemokim shayosameyach shahivi lo imoisob. Let us begin finish the basis in our number Aleph. Agav Uche, I'd like to mention one Ha'ore we had learned yesterday at Teisves. Teisves, Rabbah holds that Shlich Shasol Ba'idim is not a Shlich Lekabola. And what is Pshat that Asol Ba'idim? I'm telling you, I trust him, he's a trustworthy person. So Teisves says, so Taisves Akasha, so Afila, according to Rabbi, it shouldn't be a problem. A Shemer, Shemosa, Le Shemer, the only reason the Shemer, Horishain, does not, the only reason the Shemer, Horishain, is not Nistalik from Hishmire, because the Bailam can tell him, what right did you have to give it to another Shemer? You, I trusted him, I don't trust, so. So the Shemer had no right to give it to another Shema. But over here he told them, I trust him, so Mamele, so he should be potter, this Nifkat should be potter. You say you trust him. Fine, I gave it to him, I couldn't talk, I'm finished. I'm finished with the Shmira. So Taisva says, that's a pshiye. He's going to go and take it b'derech, ha-derech is ha-mokim sakone, sha-mishpat says, tam drochim ha-mokim sakone. So mele, giving it over to someone is a pshiye. So if he's not a shlich al-kabole, the nifkat can't pater himself by giving it over to this person who's trustworthy, because Lamaise is going in Amokim Sakone, so it's a pshia to give it over to him. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochai, if something happens. So I found the Yelos HaShacha says he doesn't understand what's happening over here. This person sent him a shliach. He's not a shliach lekabola, but he said, he's sending him, he's a trustworthy person, he's not saying this lagabi yashidach, he's saying it lagabi, you should give him the money. I mean, that's what he's talking about. I trust him. So how is if a person sends a shliach that I should send the money with him, so I'm a peshay by giving him the money because stam drochim b'cheska sakone? I mean, that's what he told me. How could I be a peshay if I'm listening to his instructions? He blies by tzachin. It's very difficult to understand this thesis. Idol ha'isor ba'idim meno yadin. Klaima. Heche mosa le mashal. This one's a little different than Rashi. Heche mosa le mashal. How was the mashal capable of giving over to this person that says he's a shlich of the shel kim b'layodi a shlich shel shayilu? How did he do it? Talkoch has to be with Eidim. B'schira yulekita. Teim amai le yom ha-rav chizde nam yahov. Now, we had two kashas on Rav Chizda. The first kasha was that a shoyl sent a shliach, and when the marshal gave it to the shliach, the shaylis, and then there was mace, etzel ha-shliach, the shaylis potter. So one asked, how do we know he's a shliach? Ha-kochas ha-beidem, why is he potter according to Abchiz? The Gemara said, no, I know he's a shliach, it's schira lekit. Fine, that was, and because Rav Chizdeh said this on a different Mishnah. Now, which Mishnah did Rav Chizdeh say? Rav Chizdeh said it on our Mishnah. That what there it says that you shouldn't send it by Shavuos HaPekodim, you shouldn't send it with a shliach of the Gazlin. So then the Gemara also asked the same kasha, how do you know that he's a shliach of the Gazlin? So the Gemara says, as a riot, so obeyed him, as a kasha of Chizde. So Rav Chizde said, no, it's speaking about Schir Lekita. So Taisvis asks, very interesting, how Taisvis faces the kasha Taimen. Amai loy oma Rav Chizde nami yaho. That means, Rav Chizde said it on our Mishneh, and the Gemara says, well, just like Rav Chizde said it on our Mishneh, we'll say this teretz by the Mishnah of Asher Sapore B'Shulcha B'Yad Shluchai. So why didn't Rav Chizde have this problem that he should say this Akimta Schir Lekita like he said it on our Mishnah? V'oiteima mai lepoch lemekore mimasnisen. Why when the Gemara first asked Rav Chizde, yes, from a Mishnah of Metziah. We're learning at Baba Kama now. So the Gemara should have asked the Kasha from our Mishnah in Baba Kama. These are the two kashas of Taisus, and Taisus lives by a thing. Ein mishalchin mois b'diyukni. Afilu eidem b'chsumim olel. Now, Taisus learns a whole different pshat. In Rashi, we had said pshat was that he told the shliach, Beinu lebein atzmai, go and tell the nifkad, he should send it to me through you. And he gave the shliach a simen that he's a shliach of his. Maybe there's eidim that are made, they saw the mesiras a simen. Taisus learns a different shot. Taisus learns, perish. Im omal le seifer ksaiv le poloini, he told us seifer, Ksayv la plaini she yishalach li mois al yedei plaini. He told the Sefer, write in a piece of paper that the Nifkad should send me money al yedei plaini. Fine. He wrote it. That's what it said on the paper. Va'acharkach chosam b'diyukni shaloi. And then on that paper, he put his. Now, the yukni is not a signature, the yukni is a tzure, no, the yukni is a tzure that we'll see later that, other people, when they used to, instead of signing their name, they used to make a tzure, and that was the way they showed that that's how others made a fish, others made a mast of a ship, we'll see later. So he went and he wrote a tzure underneath some emails there. We have a document saying, send the money through Pliny, and then is chosim b'diyukni shalai. Fine. Va'afilu eidim chsumim oleo shehi diyukni shalai. Now this person was not a world-renowned artist, so when we saw this picture that he made, and not too many people knew that this is from the Mafkid, that the Mafkid made this picture, this surah. So this Eidim chsumim oleo, and the Eidim are saying as follows. We saw the Mafkid drew this picture. We saw the Mafkid drew this picture. She diyukni shaloi. Eine moil. It doesn't help. Avo. Im hoyu chsumim al ze sha'om alei lishloyach al yodoi. But what? Forget about the picture. No pictures. He has a document over here. The document is telling the Nifkat, send the money through this person. And they're chasmining on this. He said this document, he send the money to this person. Inami, if you didn't have Eidim, im kosa v'chsav yodoi shlach al yedei ploini. So memele, that'll zicha be good. Now, what's happening over here? What is Pshat in Tosfos? So, the first Mahalach of Tosfos, we had a Tosfos on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We had a Machloikish Shliach Shesol Be'edim. He made him a Shliach Be'edim, and we have a Kasha, why did he make this whole ceremony? Lahochi Tochi. L'chayre nire, so Tosfos says, Ba'ayri kegoyim v'yomaloi, shlach li al yodoi. Not that he didn't tell him. That he should send Bal Yodoch. Eidim amidim he made him a shliach. But if he said, shlach li al yodoi, pshitidav a shliach. If he said, shlach li al yodoi, it's sicha good. Now, so shlach li al yodoi, Tosfos means, is, if we know this, there's less man the polig, that it means that I'm making him a shliach la kabbalah. That's, the whole shaila is, if he made him a shliach b'fnei edim, does that mean also he's making a shliach l'kabol? But if he said shlach li al yodoi, then he's zich a shliach l'kabol. No shaila about it. I feel according to Rabbi is a shliach l'kabol. Fine. Then just let's refresh our memory. Then Tosfos says no. He said shlach li al yodoi v'shloi b'fan levo mon hel. Fine, that was the shakla b'tayin tais. But now our tais is going according to the first laws. So shlach li al yodoi is a dover muskim. And if two eidim will be made, they heard he said shlach li al yodoi, less man the polig is a shlich le kabbal. Fine. But here, it's a very modern mice over here. Here he said shlach li al yodoi. He made a fish. He drew a fish underneath it. Then he asked two Eidim that said, we saw that the Mafki drew the fish. Ah, modern Maisa, what's Pshat over here? What's Pshat this whole thing? So Pshat in this whole thing is, he realized that the word Shlach li al Yodoi, that means Amikabal Achayis. So if he let Eidim Chasman that, so that means he's Mukhan, he did Eidim Chasman, he said Shlach li al Yodoi, and he's Mekabal Achayis, finished. He wasn't so Mukhan to be Mekabal Achayis. So he put a fish there. So what's the mile of the fish? The fish shows it's a fishy Asik over here, that's Pshat the fish. The fish's Pshat is that, who says that I really meant what it says on top? I wrote a fish, made a fish. Who says I made the fish? So it took eight and eight of them said I made the fish. But making it in such a modern way, you're not saying bluntly, take them to eight them, so why do you have to go? But says I'm modern way, you're making a fish, and they don't say that you drew the fish. Why didn't sign your signature, let eight them customer. Why did you do this meiser with the fish? So it seems you have cold feet. You don't, that means this statement, even though that it would seem from the statement you're Mekabal Achayis, the fish shows you want to wiggle out of the mashmois of what the shtar is saying. So that's the machloikis, so it's like this. So if you made a fish alone, that's zicha, the pshat in the fish is that you want to wiggle out from this, the Kabbalah Achayis. Here the shaila is, he made a fish and he told Eidim Techasma that he drew the fish. So how do we understand this combination of the fish with the Eidim? So Shmuel says, it's still fishy. It doesn't mean that he's Mekabal Achayis. That's what Shmuel said. And Rabbi Yechta, now listen, if he drew the fish, and now Eidim said he drew the fish, so he is underwriting Shlach li al Yodi, which means, I'm a Kabbalah Achayis. That's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. Fine. The Yimtoima, for Tosfos, Bamayle Mahani, the Yukna Didei. Why doesn't it take help? Why is it such a fishy Yasek? Vohamrinim Basheleach, Uvamagarish, the Machosim Kavra, Umachosim Makuse. There was one of the Meroim, I think, that he went, whenever he wrote on a get, He didn't write his name on the get. He drew a fish. And the other one drew a mast of a ship. And it's good. It helps. It's an Eidus Terais. It helps for get. It helps for everything. So what's so wrong about it? That's how he signs his, that's how, that when he's under signs, they wrote Eidus like this in some emails. Now, we're speaking about G'dayle Yadoya, and everyone knew this is their signature, but somebody didn't have time to write out their whole name, so they made them 2 seconds upset. But everyone knew this is their sime. So Mamela, there's no reyes in what they, how they wrote their sime. But this person who is not from the famous he's not from the famous people. So this is Taka Fishy Meiser, that he went and drew a fish over here instead of signing his name. So Mamela, so that's the Machloikish, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yoich. Now, that's one Mahalach in Taisvis. Olefi Maisha Pirashnu. But Taisvis says, but Lachuv Dalad Amad Aleph, I feel Dois, that Shlach Al Yodi only helps Befonot. And it only helps, Alts Alvis it helps. If I tell him in his face, send money through this person, so then it works Alts Alvis. But if I don't tell him Befonot, there's no Alvis. There's no Alvis. So Memeil Ofi, so Mefima Sheperash Tulel, Afilu Kosov Biksav Yodoi. Afilu Kosa, he wrote the whole Shtar Biksav Yodoi. The chosim bedukni ain mayil kos man shleyom alei befonav. So this lashon won't help. This lashon won't help if you hold shliach shaso be'edim lechoshim shliach. This lashon won't help. So the bashos mevaya. According to this lashon, let us just see the next taisus. Now we'll come back to this taisus. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, im edim chsumim olav shelch. Vohu atin la Rabbi Yochanan beloy deyukni. This deyukni is lamal v'meir b'shliach she'asor be'edim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a shliach she'asor be'edim is also good. K'da Omar Rabbi Yochanan la'el av a shliach. V'hoch osel lashminin. To the yukni b'loyedim le'mahani v'loymidi. So the Marsha says that this taisvis is going according to the second mahalach. Now this taisvis is saying as follows, that really shlach, that what he wrote, sheyishlach li mois ayidei ployni, only helps if shliach sheso b'edim helps. If Shliach Shasor Be'edim doesn't help, so it won't help. So now we have a machloikis. If Eidim Rachsumim Olov, and he wrote, and he chasmit, do Eidim Rachsumim Olov, does it help? Als Alvis it doesn't help because he didn't tell him before no. Will it help Als Shliach Shasor Be'edim? If they have a machloikis, Rab Yechanan and Shmuel, so according to this Mahalach Shmuel holds, that Shliach Shasor also Be'edim doesn't help. So Khan Shayla Bat, how does this the Yukni come in? So it's but you need a the Yukni plus Aidim. The Yukni is the Aidim. No, Rabbi Yochanan wants to tell us a the Yukni without Aidim is Gonish Mikonish. That's what Rabbi Yochanan wants to tell us. You need a Shachemais but Yukni unless you have Aidim. And if you have Aidim, it's a Shliach Shasol Aidim. Rabbi Yochanan holds yes, a din shliach like a bole. And Shmuel holds Shlish Shas Beinu Dzad Ebedin Shlish Le Kabbalah. And Nire, so we have a Machlekes now, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, if Shlish Shaso Be'edim is a Shlish Le Kabbalah. And Nire de Hilchese, Karab Chizdem, Shlish Shaso Be'edim, Ape Shlish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, Kaimi Kevosa, Yabu Yochanan, Rabbi Loza, the whole like this. Ha'af Agav, the Shmuel Koi Kerabe, Chayrui Paskin, like Shmuel Bedinim, Mr. Matthias means, Kaim Malon, the Rabbi Yechna, Lochek Rabbi Yechna, Wooden Lagabi Shmuel, Alochek Rabbi Yechna. Zot Taisvis weiter, Agav Asifa de Beise. So the Gemara says that was a maise that Rapope was makne the treisa alfi zuzi for Rav Shmu Barabe agav asif the beisoy was makne with agar. And when we make our show, we also do this same procedure. We're makne to the shliach agav. To the mushe we makne agav. So now Tosfos, that what it says, now Tosfos can speak about our haknois of our show, a few pikpukim. Umashe koisvim bahashoh, piknesi loy dalad amas bechatzeri. So there it says, I was maknim dalad amas bechatzeri, and agav the dalad amas, I was maknim dechoyiv. Lav davke, you don't need dalad amas for agav. Amrin the perikam of the kedushin, the karka koshu, chayiv bepeya, bekainin ima nechosin shem lamachayis. You don't need for agav, you don't need dalad amas. So, love that. Fine. Now Tosfos has another problem. Umashe Tosfos Hasho, afilo oisam she'en lehem karka. Now Tosfos has a big problem. After the people make Hasho, that was makne dechoyv agav karka, and this person doesn't own any karka. Yesh mefoshim shim adoidos baldin kemeya edim domi. Adoidos baldin kemeya edim domi. We'll put this on hold, what this means, and we'll go further. Fine. I don't think I made them, that's how it works. The kosher. So you're saying that I don't spell din helps. The kosher, the beperi kreska sabatim de porich, the lechish, dulme aknile metaltali agav mekalki. Let's not get into the sugya. But the Gemara wants to say that this person was Meshabed Metalpoli Agav Mekalki Agan Samai. So let's go to the sugi. Mishani Leitzrichi Domri Eidem Yedane Bebai Gavre Dlehavale Ara Meoilo. So speaking about, he couldn't be Magnet Metalpoli Agav Karke, because Eidem say he never had Karke. Fine. So how does this stem with our choice? We write a star hashoh. We know it doesn't have karka. But yes, we say, Psahidos badin kemei eidim dami, whatever that means. There the Gemara says if this eidim doesn't have karka, he can't make our show. He can't be there to Batshi, but he can't be Mishabit. But Peirik Mishemets, Gabi Uvde, the Issa Giyoyre. Now, let us just go for a minute, let's just say over a little the Gemara and Mishemeis, because we'll understand the Kashin, then later Tosfos brings down the end of the Sugya. It's a very interesting mice over there. Issa Giyoyre was the husband of Bashmul. Now, but this Issa Giyoyre, the mice was like this. She was a Shvuya, he was Manasa, and she became Uberes, and then he was Megai himself. And they had a son, Mori. Mori was the son of Bashmul. And Mori was not Meyuchis at all to Issa, because it was Herosei Shalai Bekdusha, Laidosa Bekdusha, but the Yichis is from the Heroin, he was a Goy Bishastil. Now, Issa Giyoyre, his money, he had money, he gave over the money to Rabbi. So Rabbi had his money. Now, Issa Giyoyre was more or less on his deathbed, and now Rabbi had the money, and Rabbi already was building towers in the sky, what he's going to do with the money, and so he made a cheshbon. He knew that Issa Giyoyre would want to be makne the money to... That means like this. If Issa Giyoyre is going to call him, he's not going over to him. That's number one. He's staying home. Now, he'll be makne the money to his son, Mori. How could he be makne the money? Mori was someplace else, so Mori can make a mashiach on the money. That's that. To be makne with kinyan chalipin, matbeya nikne b'chalipin, to makna agav, he doesn't have any karka. So Mamela, so Rava was pretty happy that he had very good use for this money, and he was very happy that Galgun Sfusai Daizakai Mistame Lamaise, this money will be used for a very good purpose. Fine. It was a Lebedik Indian, they were talking in Beis Medrash, how could Issa be makna the money? And then there's a Kenyan Oidisa. There's a Kenyan Oidisa, which just, let's say, it's a Ocher Kenyan the Rabbonon, that if Issa will say, this money is Mori's, this money is Mori's, so it's a Midrabbonon, it's Mori's. So Mamela, so this Yidia got back to Issa. He said the money is Mori's, and Rav had Akpode. Why did you tell him that? Akpode, that's the end of the story. Fine. Now let's see Taisus. Peg Mishameis Kabi Uvda the Issa Geyere, the Kama, B'mai Likne Rav Mori Berei Lahani Zuzi. There. Now let us again see. So Taisus says, but we are knowing that a filly doesn't have karke. He says, I have karke. So the din of Eidos Baldin. So now Taisus says, Tahu de isa giyere mikore vadi le asik adaita itaime dahado. The Gemara didn't chap time the Hido. Avo be maskone kama adahochi nofek edisim ebe Yisa. Then they chapt. Now, this is a very difficult taisvis. The Peles Chaim in Gittin, Avkuf Nuntes, Avkuf Samach in his Sefer, has a tremendous problem with this taisvis. He doesn't understand what taisvis is saying. He says, first of all, Le'asik adaita time of Haido. No one thought of Haido. Main Haido Spaldin. Everyone knows about Haido. No one thought of Haido. Haido Spaldin and Haidisel are two different things. So no one thought of Haido. Then later when they heard of Haidisa, oh! Fine. So, what does Haido Spaldin have a shaykhus with Haidisa? Number one. Number two, he says, he has a deek on Taisvis, Le'asik adaita taimed de haido. Taimed de haido? What's a taimed de haido? Le'asik adaita dinne de haido. What's taimed de haido? Time is a psamod lalos. So he says pshat, he says a very interesting pshat in Taisvis, and I'll see over what he said. There's a machlikis, the marib in leiv, and the ktsois, what is pshat neido spalding kimei edim domi? The Mari ibn Leiv learns that Eidos Baldin means if I say that I sold this to him, it becomes sold. It's a Yishaivis, it's a Hakno. So that's a Kamei Eidim Domi. If it's yours, some Eidim say it's, I didn't sell it. By saying I sold it, it becomes yours. I say I sold it yesterday, it becomes yours. Yesterday, from yesterday, that's Eidos Baldin. That's the Mari ibn Leiv. The Ktzais says, nah, that's not Shaidos. Shaidos Baldin is an emonis. That means if I say that I sold it to you, you believe me that I sold it to you. Not that I make it yours by saying. It's an emonis. You believe me. I 100 Eidim say that I didn't sell it. So, Adam Neman Alas Melechavos, Yosem in May Eidim. So here the Machloik is the Ktzais and the Mari Ibelay, what the Lomdis of Shaidos Baldin is. Fine. Zogt Peles Chaim, let's say one nafkemine between the Ktzois and the Mari ben Leiv. He says, what will be if, according to the Ktzois, I'll say that I gave it, it's his, I gave it to him yesterday, I sold it to him yesterday. And Yenna knows, I did the Makabel knows, I didn't sell it to him yesterday. When it comes to Bezdin, I thought there's 100 Eidim, I didn't give it garnished. I said I gave it to him yesterday, so The Gabi Bezdin, the 100 Edom are worthless. I said, it doesn't mean Kame Edom Dami. But the Mekabel alone, who knows he didn't give it to me, I mean, he knows it's not his. I mean, the Bezdin, the Dayonim have to listen to, but I know the truth. Zitazai. Rava learned like the Ktsais. So Mamela, Rava knew Rabbi is an Elachiyit. So he's gonna say, hey, does, Baldin, he's gonna say, oh, so he says one more thing. He says, as they does, Baldin, I'll say, I hear a karke. Now, I was makhtem agav karke. Everyone says, you don't have a karke. I have a karke. Where's the karke done your business? I have a karke, and I was makhtem agav karke. So he says, but he doesn't have a karke. Was there really akno? There wasn't akno, because he doesn't have a karke. Rav Mori is an Elachiyit. So, if he's going to say that he had a karka that was maknam agav karka, Rav Mori won't keep it. Because if Rav is going to be zeich in the money, so it's gezel biyad Rav Mori. So, memele, so therefore Rav was felt secure, the money is going to go to him. Right? Lo yoda taime dahido. When the Gemara was Machadish Oidise, if the Gemara says this Oidise is a Kenyan, so then the Gemara fell off the Pshat of the Ktsois, and Eidos Baldin is also a Kenyan. And then he explains what's the difference between Oidise and Eidos Baldin. Eidos Baldin is what I say I did, and Oidise is, I'm saying it's yours. People thought it's mine. I'm saying it's, I'm not involved in this whole Isaac. That means people thought that something is mine. I say this is yours. That I gave it to you. It's yours. That's Kinyan Edisa. Haidos Baldin, it be the Rabbon, and that becomes yours. Minatayre, if I say I gave it to yesterday, it becomes yours from yesterday. But it becomes yours. Not, believe me, it's yours. It becomes yours from yesterday. But the difference in Eidos Baldin and Eidis is Eidos Baldin, he's speaking about himself, what he did, and it becomes, that's a Chiddush of Tabari ben Laif, and Eidis means, I say this is yours, and it becomes yours now. Fine. But that's the difference. So Mamela, that's how he wants to say Pshat. Taisvis understood, Taisvis had a problem. The Taisa says that Elmaisa, we write a shtar ashor that it was maknim agav. It was maknim agav karke, he doesn't have karke, and shalom al Yisrael. So, some matters like this. If you learn, Eidos Baldin is an emonis, just like a very bold, how is maknim agav karke? Everyone believes me, but Elmaisa, it never became his. It's nishke steigen, nishke fleigen. So, memele, so then, that Haidos Baldin is worthless. But if I'll say that I was makdim yesterday, I got kalkis, so I'm saying in other words, it became his. So according to the Marib label, it can become his. I don't need kalkis. By saying that it became his yesterday through me, it becomes his. I don't have to have kalkis. Haidos Baldin is lemaisa, is a kinyan in his chayvis, according to Marib label. So lefiemis, that's pshat, In what we write in our show, that I was makdim agav karke, because the gedav Eidos Baldin is taka yischaivis in the kinyan, according to Marie ben Leib. The Gemara in Baba Basra, so what's the mice over there? So Rava did not know time. The medical deacon, he has a thesis. Lo yasi gadaite time daido. Rava held that the time of Eido is also an emonis. So if it's an emonis, that's what I believe him, that he was maknagav karke, so I know he doesn't have karke. And Rav Mori also knows he doesn't have karke. And Rav Mori is an elachiyit, so memele, he won't keep the money because it belongs to me. I have to make a kinyan on it. So lay asik time the hoido. Later when the Gemara was machadish as a kinyan the rabbanon of Edisa, so then the Gemara in light became enlightened, they does, but then also works in a similar even. They does also a maisa kinyan. The difference in Edisa and I do speak about myself, and what I did in Edisa means what I said it's his. I don't speak about myself. It was his and it was not mine. So Mamela, that's he wants to say pshat and taisis. Fine. והיא דחסקס הבתם, כיוון שאין לך שושע בעלמה דמאקנה לה, כיוון דלעשייה לך שינה. It could do it, but when I say that it happened. והיא דבפרק הזוב גבי הוי עומד בגוירם, דפורך וליקנה לה אגב ארה, משני דלס לה ארה, הוסה מדרעיסה בינין דיס לה ארה, דלס לה ארה לה בקרויין מויסה מדרעיסה, שיוכל לבדוי בן פרס, בייסו שייני, When you leak by scheme and show you the shesh, levitna gav karka, lama la yigda. Now let's just explain for 4 minutes what Taisvus is saying over here. There's a Gemara in Azov. The Gemara says in Azov that a person was standing in a goyren and he had maisa sheini and he wanted to be paid to the maisa sheini. Now he had a big problem. What was his problem? He paid to the mice since the mice of Shani belonged to him. So if he's paid, there has to be mice of a chaymish. That he didn't want to do. Mice of a chaymish, that's very too expensive. So the Gemara says, so he didn't have money with him. So he wants to be part himself in the chaymish. The Gemara says that dreid of what he does. So he's makna the peiris to someone else. Yena makes a kinyan in the peiris. And now, so it's his peiris. Now he's the baila. And then I buy it from him, and I buy it from him, and so I also then to be Maisev HaChemish. It says there, this whole dreidel you do, because he didn't have money. Maisev, he didn't have money with him. Maisev had money with him, the glad hazak would be to give him the money, then it's not dreidel. I'm asking you the money, then we, so Rashi is there, we don't see the omen. Here, the whole thing is, I'm giving you the payers, and I'm paying you the payers. Here you see already I want to be dreis achois from giving a chaymish. But if you had money, so I'm just giving you money and you're paid to the payers, so then there would be more glad. So the Gemara there asks Akash, he doesn't have the money with him, but he has the money someplace else. He doesn't have it with him. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem? So be makna the money to the second person that's with him, he'll be kind, and he'll be, and then, so then you want him to make a dreidel with the payers, and he'll be paid with that money, it's his money, he'll be marked back you the money, Patrick. So Mal says, the less lay are, he doesn't have are. So Taisa Sakasha, Lachera Taisa's Kasha is, why doesn't Edisa help? That's Lachera Taisa's Kasha. I should say, it's his money. I should say, it's his money. So Taisus says, Taisus is answering, if that would be Pshat and Taisus Kasha, then Taisus is answering, Kinyin Drabonu Lamahani Daraisa. We're speaking about a Daraisa that you didn't opinion Maisa Shaini. So Memele, Leho Yekruyin Moisov Mideraisa. Fine. That's Lechoyer Pshat and Taisus. So it comes to be Gaiva Achoyve, that Midrabon et your money could also be Gaiva. But to be paid a Maisa Shaini, it has to be his money Minatoya. So he had a shtikal ha'orah, but according to the Pelos Chaim, so let him be moide, that he gave it to him. That's ichra deraisa. He does, but then, and according to Marie Belaim, it's like a kinyan deraisa. So what is Pshat in Taisvus? He doesn't speak about the end of Taisvus, the Pelos Chaim. So I thought perhaps it could be, if he'll be moide that he gave it to him yesterday, so he's putting himself in the picture, so then again we see the Omo. Shaboy, that he wants to patter himself. Could be if he's talking about himself, that he gave it to him yesterday. He gave him yesterday the money. Could be, here we see the only wants to be Markiya himself in the Chiyav Chaimish. But if he says, now this is your money, so could be, here we don't see the Omer so much, and that Taisus has to say, that Kinyin Darbon Al-Mahani Daraisa. Unless there's a different Pshat in Taisus, which I don't know.